Oh, yeah. Party however you can and with as many friends and family members as you can, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring us. So, well, actually, tomorrow's going to bring us a Saturday, but you know what I mean. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. We'll get to any of your concerns today. And, of course, at Monica at 991FMTalk.com. So David was dancing around. He knows that song's for him today. And today, if you just heard in the last Fox segment there, that today is, of course, Flag Day. And there are a lot of special things about our flag. It's beautiful. I think it's the best-looking flag out there. Stand for it every time. I don't know if I agree with that dishonoring the flag by wearing the stars and stripes. I mean, maybe a high-cut thong bikini isn't the way to do it, but I'm proud to have, you know, the stars and stripes on a piece of clothing or wear the red, white, and blue. I mean, you would never cut apart a flag and turn that into clothing, but having the look, having the stars and the stripes, I don't find that disrespectful. I find that just being proud of being American. So I'll have to agree to disagree with that part of the rules. Everything else, I agree with, though. Wave it proudly. Display it outside of your home proudly. Make sure it's lit up. Take it out of the rain and the horrible weather. Burn it if it touches the ground. You know, be respectful. So let's show our respect from a very passionate point of a flag that has protected so many of us and stands for so much. So here's our honor of Flag Day today.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it right and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. because she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely love that. Johnny Cash and the Ragged Old Flag. Teach your kids, teach your friends, teach your family, whatever you have to do, what that flag really stands for. We have people in this country now that are burning it. They're wiping their tuchuses with it. Yeah, the photos are out there. They're walking all over it. There are people saying that when they see that flag, all they think of is racism. Seriously? We need more education about what that flag stands for. And today, I'm at least proud, you know, that we're taking a step back and looking at it and honoring it. I just wish more people would. Oh, well, just my thoughts. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. This is your live and local FM talk show, talk station, whatever you want to call it. 10 to noon every weekday. And boy, do I have some juicy stuff for you today. So a few of you have heard probably that we've been talking about drag queens reading children's stories at the Washoe County Library, and they're working on this as a program coming up to the Pride Parade. The library system will be represented in the Pride Parade. Personally, I think because everybody should be proud of who they are every day. I don't think we need to shut down streets. And if you can have a gay pride parade, then you should be able to have a straight pride parade. If you have a black entertainment television station, you should, or network, you should be able to have a white entertainment television network. Because if this is good for you, then why can't somebody else do it too? Why do people believe that only what they do is right and what they do should be the norm for everybody? Here we are talking about the flag, the stars and stripes, how we got started. We got started because of oppression, being taxed, taxation without representation. We took over this country, and it was supposed to be about equality. Then people started to open their eyes. It's like, well, wait a minute. If we're equal, then how can we have slaves? Well, Abraham Lincoln took care of that with the people that supported him. And the Americans, the white Americans, the black Americans that were already free, the Asian, you know, everybody that was a part of starting this country, of all colors, decided to abolish that. We had a civil war about that. The screamers out there want to forget somehow that it was white Americans who said, you know what, this is wrong. Yet you have people like Congresswoman Lee, believe it or not, they're starting the reparations bill talk at Congress right now. Seriously? You can't hold a child accountable for their parents breaking the law and bringing them into this country at 16, 15. But you can hold a person accountable, or they say, actually, you know, you can't deny the dreamers or hold them responsible for what their parents did because they didn't know any better. They didn't, you know, they were kids. Yet that same group of people will now say that, oh, well, you know, 5 decades ago, your family owned slaves, so you need to pay reparations, statues and everything need to be taken down. You have no idea you were even related to these people. Thanks, Ancestry. Why are there so many rules that are just applied and so many benefits just applied to certain groups? And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but they all seem to be tearing apart the one group that has really helped their cause. Just a thought. 884-9910. I got something juicy for you coming up on Lemon Valley. Talk about live and local. Ooh, the judge says less is more. I'll tell you what that means coming up here on KKFT. It's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show. If you're doing any gin and juice this weekend, make sure you have a designated driver. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. So people heading out to the lake, heading into the backyard. Yes, look at that. There are only little teeny tiny patches of snow on Peavine. So I say, have at it. Get in the backyard and do your thing. So I got so sidetracked in the last segment that what I wanted to tell you was I got an email from a friend last night and said, my county commissioner, Vaughn Hartung, called me tonight. We talked about the drag queen story time at the Washoe County Libraries. The county commissioners have nothing to do with this at all. So the only people to contact about this is the library board. She also goes on to say, in my humble opinion, they have just opened the door to all groups now to have story time with our children. How about the NRA having a story time at our libraries? Boy, I bet that would make some heads explode. So I got in contact with Tyler and said, hey, what do you think? Why is Vaughn Hartung saying this? And he got back to me almost immediately. And so Tyler says, nonsense. The library board is appointed by the commissioners. As you recall, the current method is for the director to propose names for the board, and so far, the commissioners have been rubber stamping whoever the director prefers rather than putting people who will objectively serve on the library board. So that's the response that I got from Tyler. So I thought all boards were, you either get on there through an application through the city or you get an application through the county. That people don't just sit around and say, hey, let's be on the library board. Okay. Or is somebody else at the county doing the commissioner's job? There's a question for you. So I don't know what Vaughn Hartung is saying. If, you know, does he not realize? I don't know. Vaughn, you got the number. call. What the heck? All right, now I'm going to go back and let's talk about the class action lawsuit that's going on right now between the city of Reno and the fine folks out in Lemon Valley. Because you know I love stirring up stuff on this. So if Tammy or Denise or anybody else, well, actually, I don't think they can talk about it, but I can. You can check it out. Go to the website I was telling you about earlier that I just enjoy so much. Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning. And Steve Walgast. That's WashoeRap.com. So WashoeRap.com. And it's interesting. Got this notification today. Things started off with Judge Breslow deciding in favor of the defense, that would be the city of Reno, that discussing the housing market and regional economic conditions are admissible. So, now, what I think is quite interesting is the judge admonished Reno's lead attorney, Carl Hall, for posting information on his Facebook page. He blamed somebody on his staff. You know, always pass the buck. You know, if I had somebody working for me, wouldn't you think that they would be working for me, that they would be doing things that I asked them to do and not just doing stuff of their own free will? I think you'd have your employees down like that. So apparently, it was pretty innocuous and mainly just a link to some news coverage. But we know how news coverage can be. We're not always on the non-biased page when it comes to coverage. The judge insisted that less is more in this case. I wonder what Judge Breslow means by that. Less is more in this case. Does that mean less public scrutiny of the case? Less coverage of the case? Less knowledge of what the responsibilities of the city and the county should be? Isn't this something that, I mean, it's a class action lawsuit. Why can't people know what's going on? I mean, unless it's confidential testimony or something. Follow my train of thought here. Could it just be maybe because besides Swan Lake, there's also Silver Lake and White's Lake out there? That maybe homeowners at some point in the future might experience the same thing because of development? I don't know. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but, you know, there it is. Less is more. Less is more. I've always liked that saying. But in this case, wow, I want more. Make it open. Let people know. So, the HESCO barriers are already leaking. Problems with a man's septic system after the flood receded. His property has been flooded since April of 2017. No cross-examination of him. Really. If you have a legal dispute going on, why wouldn't you cross-examine? Why wouldn't the defense come forward and do a little cross-examination? Not quite sure. We are the home of Fox News. And we're the home of your news as well. It's live and local FM talk here on The Monica Jay Show. I like sharing that, so please. 884-9910. We'll check in with Ryan when we come back after this news break. Yeah, lots to talk about in Lemon Valley. On KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, yeah. A little mambo action for you for heading into the weekend. KKFT. It's 99.1 FM Talk and The Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. And, of course, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Want to play the mambo there? Get everybody in a bright, shiny spirit, because one thing I love is when you email me. And when you email the station and when you say nice things, and this isn't even about me, but I still want to read it because she's absolutely awesome. And Chuck sent us an email, said that, you know, he loves the Larry Elder show in, you know, he likes Sebastian Gorka, but we actually had to drop off a little bit of Larry's show, and he wants that final hour back because Larry Elder is really cool. He's very good. But let me tell you, I love this because he's pointing out the exact same thing that I always point out when I talk to people about Amy. She just did the newscast there. Chuck says, also, and this is very important, please tell Amy Cherry that I absolutely love the way she says your local news, your local weather. I can't tell you how much that has grown on me, and I really look forward to hearing her reporting and that special signature tagline of hers. Keep up the great work. That is so sweet, Chuck, to send in. And we, of course, got it to Amy, and she appreciates the comments. And I love it when somebody can just get the news out to you, be professional about it, be concise, quick, and that is Amy. That is our news people here, so we absolutely appreciate that. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Ryan this morning. Ryan, what would you like to talk about?
Well, morning, Monica. How are you doing today? Thank goodness it's Friday.
Doing great. It's Friday, yeah.
Well, if I had to get a guess, and this is only a guess, I think what the judge meant is less coverage because this is a jury trial, and he didn't want to contaminate the jury pool. If anything, that's just a guess. I don't think he's saying, like, because how I understand it is trial to jury trial, and the people are going home at the end of the day, and you can see the coverage of what's going on. And he's trying to keep it unbiased as possible so that way, when the city does lose, they can't come back when appeal says you bias your jury against us to begin with, so we get an automatic appeal. That's the only thing I'm thinking of.
That's a good point, Ryan. And so if there are any jury members listening, don't. Because I've got a lot more to go over here.
That's why I think what he meant was the less. What he meant by less is less coverage of the media talking about it because everyone's like they're going home and watching the news or they listen to your show and like they can be and like I think he's trying to make this trial as fair as possible, and that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ryan. Thank you so much for the call, and I will remember that. But that's the other thing is when you are a juror, you have to make sure that you are being unbiased in that jury box. So when you are sitting in that juror's box, and if you go home and you listen to the news, no matter where you go, you have to remember, and for anything out there, really, you are biased one way or another. Okay? I'm biased. I am. I've met the wonderful people out in Lemon Valley. I've listened to their discussions. I've, you know, followed the news from other people. Television. Uh-oh. Got emergency sirens out there. Love being able to hear everything behind me. But you have to understand and make it up for your own mind. You follow the judge's instructions and whatnot. And I'm just you know, going over some stuff here that Steve Wahlgast put out because, you know, he's there and this is really no different. Just saying the same things that the jury heard. You know, not trying to bias it here. Just statements from people. Like Michael DeMartini. He took the stand as an expert witness on hydrology. He's a civil engineer and he's been working on North Valley water issues since 1970. And he's on the Northern Nevada Water Planning Commission and does consulting for the city of Reno. Now, does that make him for the city? Not necessarily, because you should hear some of the things that are, you know some of the things that he was saying. He made a number of really interesting points. And the jury paid attention to what he was saying. Like, after rising groundwater in 86, a regional water commission, RWC, was created to come up with a plan for the area, including water piped in, sewer collection, sewer disposal, and runoff. Reno did not want to be bound by their recommendations. One of the biggest complaints that people have had about the city or about the people of Lemon Valley, when you start talking about this issue, is they shouldn't have built in a floodplain. Well, they should have known that this could happen in the future. Again, just my opinion here. I don't think so. Because back then, when those homes were built, you didn't have all the other runoff going into Swan Lake. You didn't have all of the other conditions that have put around it now. Like the concrete and the, what did he say here? Let's see. The surface water, semi-surface water, and deep groundwater. He explained how you could deplete an aquifer and flood the surface. About half the water consumed in residences goes for landscaping. Let's see. The trenches dug for utilities, you know, the power lines, water, sewer, gas, all that, are filled with sand and gravel, serving as unplanned conduits for water to flow to the lowest point. We're doing things to that lake that when those homes were built wasn't being done. Most of the Lemon Valley development falls within the city of Reno rather than unincorporated Washoe County. Reno adopted an ordinance about detaining runoff, but most of the new developments do not comply with it. That's just a little bit from Michael's testimony. They're not in trial today. Got the day off today. But if you're following this, the trial is going to resume at 8:30 in the morning on Monday. And you can go. You can go watch the trial. You can go listen to what people have to say, what the witnesses on both sides have to say, what the, you know, expert testimony has to say for yourself. Michael also says that he remembers living on a third acre lot and seeing a heavy rain be absorbed by the soil with no runoff. It was a lesson for him in how important permeable surfaces are. He says a home on an acre lot will have almost no impact on permeability. A home on 1/8 of an acre lot will have little permeability. I feel bad for those people. All the things that that have changed out there since people actually built. Zoning being changed, ordinances being changed. What we do with utility lines now. We don't want to see them, so what do? We bury them. That's why you have planning commissions. That's why you have people who know what they're talking about. You have the experts on these types of commissions. You have the hydrologists. You have the geologists. Why? Because the people that we elect to represent us don't necessarily have this knowledge. So that's why we have community advisory boards. You know, watching the zoning, watching how they want their community to continue. Keeping things that the Planning Commission have put forward, the zoning, everything like that, that has been decided in master plans. It's funny, I think it was Eddie Lorden that said, why do we even have master plans when all we do is go in and change them? And, oh, by the way, Carson City, you've got a big meeting coming up of your supervisors next week. Go on and check out the agenda, because guess what? A bunch of the things on the agenda are about the master plan being changed. It's things like that that you have to pay attention to. Let's see, after their lunch break next week, when they come back about 1:30, community development planning. Bunch of zoning changes, different areas. And considering they gave that from, right after the district attorney speaks, so I'd say maybe about 1:30. Evening session, 6 p.m. I have a feeling they're going to spend a lot of time talking about that. Maybe if you live in Carson City, you should go to that. See what's going on in your community and how things are going to possibly be changed that you might not know about. It's on Thursday, June 20th. And if you take the whole day off, it starts at 8:30. Community Center there, Sierra Room, East William Street. Just saying. Not everybody has a Steve Wolgast out there that goes and sits in these meetings. Not everybody has a Eddie Lorden that takes the time to go sit in these meetings. Can't always get the information out to you. They have reporters that do this, but I don't think they only pick certain issues that they want to hear about. They don't listen to the whole thing. Pick out some highlights, make a news story out of it, and that's it. Maybe it's up to you to know what your community is doing. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's your live and local FM talk station. On this Flag Day, if you see a rather nice-looking gentleman wandering around the Capitol holding a flag, honk at him, wave at him. That's Lee. He's down there representing this flag on Flag Day. Show some respect. Let your flag, maybe get out and walk with him for a little bit. 884-9910 if you'd like to bring something up. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT indeed. 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are there for you. 884-9910. People getting a little breather from the Lemon Valley civil lawsuit going up against the city of Reno. Today they're having a break in the trial. They'll resume on Monday, which if you'd like, you can go to. I was just talking with Denise, one of the people going there every day, thanking Steve Wolgast, actually, because he's there every day and he's writing about it and getting everybody the information. Wonderful writing on it, too. Washoe Residents for Appropriate Growth. You want to just read it for yourself, not listen to me talking about it. It's easy. Just go to Washoe Rap, R-A-P, WashoeRap.com, and you can see the blog site there, and you can follow along. Denise said something very interesting, though, in our little conversation here on Facebook, is that, actually, I want to use her words, not mine. I don't want to. Danny and I are in court every day. Some of the things we are learning are shocking of what city officials have known for years. Yeah. Sorry to tell you that, but yeah. They know, and it's just like, Cliff wrote to me last week when we were talking about finally a win for people out in the North Valleys as well, out in the Cold Springs area, with that Silver Hills development. Sometimes you get wins. And you have to cherish them, but you know what? You can have all the advisory boards that you need. You can have all the planning commissions getting all this great information, saying, no, you know, we're denying this. It's not a good idea. But then what happens is it gets before the city council, and then it gets before the Washoe County commissioners. And they have the vote, yay or nay. So you can have the advisory board say nay. You can have the planning commission say nay. But then the city council or the commission comes in. And depending on who they're talking to, depending on who they're listening to, depending on what they want out of it all, they can say yay. And the projects go through. Imagine that. Not paying attention to the professionals and not paying attention to the citizens. Why do we have all these boards and commissions? I'm going to divert here for just a moment. Sad day in the media yesterday. You ever see something that you just go, aww? Sarah Sanders retired. Well, she didn't retire, but she's not press secretary anymore, which she held that position with such grace. I would have been up there telling Acosta and all those others where to go with some of the comments and the questions that they continue to ask. To just make our president, who we elected, look bad. Yeah, I know. I heard you. Some people just went, I didn't like him. Well, guess what? Other people did. And the media shouldn't be trying to, you know, downplay the American people's decisions. Just making up their own stuff. Wasting your money, wasting taxpayer dollars to, well, as he put it, go on a witch hunt. The reason I'm asking you this is because you might have heard not too long ago they're doing away with those press conferences. I mean, when you treat the press secretary that way, why not? I follow Trump on Twitter. I get what he's saying before the media even puts it out. And I get it in full form, so I know exactly what he's saying, not some synopsis in their opinion. 94% of the people voting on our question from yesterday say no to being able to vote on your phone or tablet. Today's new poll. Should Trump do interviews with the mainstream media? Should he? I'm okay with Twitter. Vote at 991fmtalk.com. Right now, we got to take a Fox News break. So proud that we are the home of Fox News.